6.9 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
It's time now for Northview Basketball. This game is being brought to you by Great Dane Trailers, Reliable Garage Doors, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schopmeyer, York Automotive Chevrolet Buick GMC Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Benson Bites, Riddell National Bank, The Rim Service, Brazil Coffee Grounds, PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Micah Bonomo, Morris Manufacturing, Timberland Lumber Company, Brazil Ace Hardware, Box Drop Mattress, HMSB Insurance, and Midwest Satellite. Stand by now for Northview Basketball.
Well, happy Tuesday evening, everybody, here from the Wabash Valley of Clay County in Brazil, Indiana, at Northview High School. Corey Clark with you, Dave Thomas back in the studio in downtown Brazil. And then Kobe to my right-hand side. Kobe, originally supposed to be a girls-boys doubleheader. We would have been on the air over an hour ago. The girls' game would have just been concluding against Owen Valley, but plans got a little altered again. This game was originally supposed to happen Saturday of this past week, but the ice and everything else made it cancel, so we're today. Boys were supposed to play after the girls today. The boys Owen Valley basketball team ended up in a little bit of COVID issues, so that game had to be rescheduled. So it's just a varsity-only contest tonight for the girls with no boys. They had practice and everything else. They won't be in action until this Friday. But the game we get to talk about, the Owen Valley Patriots, Kobe, this team used to be a rivalry for the ages a couple years ago. These two were battling it out in sectionals and regionals for conference titles. It didn't matter. Owen Valley, though, 9-11 on the year, 4-3 in the WIC, while your Northview Lady Knights are currently undefeated in the conference, tied for second at 7-0, 15-2 overall, and they're tied in second with Indian Creek, who they play in a couple weeks. Kobe, how are you doing on this Tuesday evening, sir?
Oh, Corey, you know, I just restarted up my spring semester at ISU. Everything's going pretty well for me. I'm just here. I'm happy.
Straight Let's F's?
No, okay. Not yet. Straight A's, actually. First day, obviously. But, hey, Northview basketball, ladies' time. I'm ready for it. We should get this one underway.
Syllabus day was always the best. This Northview Lady Knights team, Kobe, we just saw them Friday. A little bit on Friday here as we're on the York Chevy Buick pregame show, York Chevy Buick of Brazil. At York, we're not number one. You are. Kobe, last Friday, Northview Lady Knights played Greencastle. A little bit of a slow start.
Yeah, they did. We talked about it many times during both games, where it could be just the court in general, the gym they were playing in. A lot of teams have trouble shooting there. But obviously, it really picked up towards the second, and then they really kickstarted in third quarter and led them to the victory.
Let's go to the PA announcer here, Mac McDonald from Northview High School for the starting lineups and national anthem.
Thank you. me what makes
Once again, welcome to Northview High School for tonight's varsity contest between the Owen Valley Lady Patriots and Northview Olympic Knights. Let's meet our guests from Owen Valley High School. At guard, a 5'2 sophomore, number one, Lily Smith. At guard, a 5'4 senior, number three, Kendall Brink. At guard, a 5'5 senior, number five, Elizabeth Johnson. At board, a 5'7 junior, number 20, Madison Kay. And at board, a 5'11 junior, number 50, Reagan Martin.
We also have to go out of our way and wish a very happy birthday to Miss Tara Pierce as well. Today's her birthday. How about a little bit of a birthday splash for her today? That'd be big.
Oh, yeah, that would be huge. Hopefully she rains those threes today. She's going to need to.
North Unites in their white uniforms. Owen Valley in their all red uniforms. Kind of a good crowd here, I mean, for a Tuesday evening, I would say, Coach. Especially you do have the Northview marching band here, which is cool to see on a Tuesday night.
Usually only see them on Friday nights, but hey. They got pushed back as well.
The schedule's been insane this week. we'll get you updated on everything going on WAMB this week. But first, the opening tip is one off of Owen Valley's foot out of bounds. Those saved Audrey Spencer, so the Knights will have it going right to left. Audrey to the birthday girl. Tara Pierce wide open for three. Too strong, but offensive rebound to Hannah Dawson. Kicked out to Timberman. She'll split the defense and go up and in with it.
Already easily the great defense leading on one end. Led to the other side for an easy basket.
McDonald telling me it's Tara Pierce's birthday. Like, we didn't say that three times already, Mac. It'll be Owen Valley's ball going near side to Drake. Drake now flies it to Smith on the left wing, kicks it in the far corner back to Drake. Drake skip past near side in front of us. Kay dribbles to the left elbow, stolen away by Audrey of the Knights. Audrey nearly called for a carry. She'll drive it in, pick it up to Timberman. Open from a right wing three. Got it to go. She's got five early.
Timberman getting started early in this one with an easy layup and then a three-pointer to go her way.
Lady Knights looking to improve. 8-0 in the WIC. Tara playing tight D right now on Johnson. She'll drive, puts it up off the glass. No good, but an offensive rebound saved as Timberman was smacked in the eye. No call. She's still in pain and kind of can't see out of one eye. Owen Valley will move the ball along the perimeter. Now Timberman will reset. She's okay now. How do you miss that? Kay will drive in, throw it to Drake in the far side corner. Guarded by Audrey Spencer. A little bit of a man-to-man defense here. Down low. Shot is up by Martin. It's no good, but a foul will be called. She'll go to the line for two.
Hopefully Macy is all right. As she did, yeah, get hit in the face. She did recuperate a little bit, get back on defense.
Now, when I say this, I don't mean it's blood, but her face is red from getting hit.
Yeah.
It's like a mark. Regan Martin from Owen Valley at the line for their first points of the game. It'll go up and through. We do want to thank our big sponsor, as they are all big sponsors, Kobe, but one of them is Great Dane. Join their team today by applying for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's our scoreboard sponsor. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 5-2. Timberman will go right to left with it. Bring it to the left elbow to Dawson. Dribble handoff to Audrey. She'll pull up for three. Got it.
Wow. Already Northview Lady Knights having a great time on the offensive side. What are they, 3-for-4?
2-of-3 from three, 3-of-4 from the field. Drake will drive in to the right side, throw it along the perimeter, and a quick whistle will be called. Coach Keyes arguing a call, but they're going to call a holding foul on Macy Timmerman, her first, team second. She got elbowed in the face. I think Macy's not a little happy.
No, well, I definitely wouldn't either. That's two hits now.
Kendall Drake to inbound underneath. Throws it way over the head of one of the intended players. And Smith, it'll be a turnover. Northview gets the ball back on top, 8-2 currently. 6:02 to go in the opening quarter.
Looks like Lily Smith of Owen Valley tried to go one way, but the ball was passed too early in her direction. Was not expecting it.
Timmerman from the logo finds Maurer on the right wing. She'll bring it on top to Audrey. Audrey will quickly go off a screen. Dribble to the right baseline. Gets bumped. A lot of contact. No call. Nearly threw it away, but found Tara on top. Tara dribbled to Macy now on the key. She'll back it up now, driving to the left side of the floor. She'll go to the bucket. Puts up a shot over the big center of Reagan Martin, a 5'11 junior. Shot is blocked. Stolen away nearly from behind, but in transition, Martin Kobe will be called for a travel.
Yeah, Macy on one end gets blocked, and she was immediately trying to hustle down and get a hand on the ball, and she does just that, forcing the turnover.
I don't recommend going into Reagan Martin. She's 5'11". She'd probably block our shots.
She's taller than us, yes. We are. We don't have good genes, do we?
Timmerman on the far side. Darts it on the baseline to Dawson for a five-footer, nothing but air. She'll miss it, and it's rebounded by Owen Valley going the other way.
Always aim for that backboard.
A little bit too much strength on that shot. Sophomore guard Lily Smith in the corner. Forces it down low, but too much as Timmerman will just steal it. Macy in transition, spins, dribbles off her foot. Now it's Lily Smith for Owen Valley going one-on-two. Picks up her dribble to the center. Martin for three. No good. Air ball. Offensive rebound picked up by Kay. Out wide for a Drake three. Banked it in. 8-5 is the score.
The bank is open now. People wanted a foul over on Martin, but the separation wasn't there.
I think they'll take the three-pointer.
Either way.
Timmerman in the far corner with the basketball, using a Hannah Dawson screen, 15-footer from the right elbow, left it way short. It's a three-point game with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Owen Valley going left to right with it. Drake on the far side perimeter. Drake bouncing it on top, now to Johnson, forcing it down low to Kay, throws up a funky shot, no, but an offensive rebound chased out near side by Regan Martin. She'll just lob it down low, ball's batted out of bounds off of Hannah Dawson, it'll be Owen Valley ball underneath.
And hopefully that's not a trend we hope to see early, later in the night. We don't want to see Martin, with her size and frame, always get these offensive rebounds. Have to be able to block out.
They're going to bring in Brooklyn Eldridge, Kobe, who had herself a game on Friday night. And even the night before, she was our player of the game.
Yeah, she was, off the bench.
That'll be out of bounds. Sydney Maurer knocked it off of Martin. Coach Keyes was pumped up saying, let's go, and they said it was off Northview. So Owen Valley gets it right in front of their own bench. Kay will inbound.
Okay.
Bring it on top to Johnson. And a quick whistle will be called. It'll be a offensive foul. And they're going to call it on Lily Smith of Owen Valley. So Timmerman drew that, Kobe.
Yeah, they were having a little trouble down low. Smith and Timmerman getting a little handsy. They call it on Smith. Goes Northview's way.
Under four to go here in the first quarter. 8-5. Knights on top by three. Timmerman will just drive quickly to the bucket. Partially blocked, but caught a body. It'll be a foul, and Macy with 5 points already goes to the line for two attempts.
That's one thing this Northview Lady Knights offense does really well, always setting those screens for Macy, and she can always drive in at any given time. And if she doesn't make the layup the first time, more than likely she will be fouled.
Timmerman from the charity stripe puts the first attempt up, nothing but net. 9-5 the score now with one more coming. We do want to give a big thanks to our friends over at Brazil Ace Hardware. That's the helpful place.
Very helpful.
And Timmerman's free throw here is helpful to give them a double up what Owen Valley has on the scoreboard. Score 10-5.
Am I helpful?
Going left to right on the radio dial, Lily Smith. Forces a pass in the far corner. It's fought for between Knights and Patriots. Who comes up with it? It's Timmerman. Hail Mary pass up ahead to Audrey. Stops on the elbow. Lobs it up top to Timmerman for an open three. And it's off the back iron. Here comes Owen Valley now.
With the way Macy was trending in offense, I really wish that would have fallen.
She's already got 7 tonight. 3:20 to go in the first. Johnson drives baseline. Puts the layup up. Hits it off the front of the rim. No, Audrey bats the rebound to herself. And now she'll go right to left. Call out an offensive set as Coach Keyes, and they'll reset. Audrey using a Brooklyn Eldridge screen, going far side, pick and roll, batted away by the 5'11 Martin. Owen Valley and Kay in transition, puts the left-handed layup up and in. It's a 10-7 game now.
And if you're Sydney Maurer back there, one-on-one defense, you just can't let her dribble around you like that. You have to always keep sliding your feet, not letting anyone by.
I recommend not throwing a pick and roll to the 5'11 center.
That too.
Maurer will have it up top. A dribble handoff now to Timberman. She'll drive to the bucket, stop on a dime to Tara Pierce. Can she get one? She can't. Might have been partially blocked, and it was. Either that or it's because Kate jumped out of bounds and caught it. So it'll be Northview ball underneath as Hannah Dawson checks in. And they're going to go with the taller lineup as Audrey Spencer will get a break. They got Maurer, Eldridge, Timmerman, Pierce, and now Dawson in the game. Macy bouncing off to Dawson, lower block. She's double teamed, stolen away by the Patriots. Going left to right with it, Kay. Patriots a chance to come within one or tie the game here. 2:20 to go in the first. Martin with some handles, drives, baby floater. Kissed it off the glass too hard, rebounded by Macy. Timmerman goes near side, coast to coast, puts it up and left it a little strong, but she is fouled and will head to the line for two attempts.
Couple of the boys' team showing out, supporting the girls.
Yep, Nolan White and Braden Allen. 10-7 the score. Macy, free throw is up and in. So originally they just brought someone up, Kobe, and that was Taylor York to check in for Owen Valley, but she couldn't. They let her know because she's not in the scores book, and I don't know why, but I have her marked off on my sheet as well. Free throws by Macy are up and through, Kobe. She's got, 9 points now? 9 of 12, 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
9 points is correct.
Lily Smith. Driving, kick out wide to Drake on top, guarded by Dawson. A little bit of a mismatch. Swings it to Kay. She'll drive left baseline. A body foul on the floor by Brooklyn Eldridge. It'll be Owen Valley's ball underneath.
Northview foul number 22, Brooklyn Eldridge.
1:57 to go in the first. Drake. I'm going to assume that Kendall Drake is the younger sister of a Drake that was very, very good for Owen Valley a couple years ago. She's graduated already. Madison Kay swings at the Smith on the left wing.
Whoa, and she travels.
All because of Macy Timmerman's intimidating defense of Kobe.
Yeah, she was just sliding back and forth, trying to keep her feet upright, but it didn't work out as Macy's defense, so intimidating and forceful, forced her to travel.
Birthday girl and Tara Pierce will come out. Audrey will come back in for a quick substitution. Macy Timmerman, 9, Owen Valley, 7, other Knights, 3, so scores 12-7. 90 seconds to go here in the first. Audrey on the elbow, driving, throws up a tough shot, no good. Fits a rebound to Dawson, up and in. No, she missed.
Oh, man.
Ball's batted out of bounds. It'll be Owen Valley ball as Coach Keys is screaming, thinking it should be white ball, and they're not going to say that.
Man, I have to agree with Coach, of course. I mean, it looked like it was touched by a red jersey last. Referees don't seem to agree. Owen Valley's ball.
Sophomore Lily Smith with the ball in a minute. 20 to go in the first. Throws it to Drake, nearly out of bounds. She'll save it. Guarded by Dawson. They're going to call a quick body foul.
Didn't see much there to really alert a foul call and a whistle.
Call will be on Hannah Dawson. That's her first, team's fourth. Madison Kay, far side, will inbound it from the logo. Off to Elizabeth Johnson. Johnson picks up her dribble, lobs it. Off to Kay in the baseline. She'll be guarded by Eldridge. Skip pass near side to Smith. Free throw line, bounce pass. Kay goes up, blocked by Timmerman out of bounds. It'll be Owen Valley ball underneath. But what a play by Macy.
Yeah, got to give it up to her. That help side defense always sliding down side to side no matter what. She was there just in time.
Exactly 1 minute to go here in the first. It'll be Martin getting it. Nearly stripped by Audrey. She'll throw up the shot. No. Rebounded by Maurer.
With less than a minute to go. Let's see what this Lady Knights team can do on offense.
Owen Valley 9-11 on the year. The Knights are 15-2. Timmerman will dance with it on top. She'll bring it far side now. Back on top to Maurer. Maurer pump fakes. Drives. Just throws it up.
Oh, man.
It's cleaned up by Martin. That was not the shot I don't think the Knights wanted to take.
And she lost it trying to even go up with it.
So instead, Madison Kay will drive all the way, throw it up. A lot of contact, no call. Here comes Macy. Macy, coast to coast on Martin, pump fakes. Shots blocked. Audrey, shot blocked. Eldridge, air ball. Out of balls loose. And it'll be fought for between Audrey and Smith. It'll be a jump ball, or are they going to call a foul? It'll be a foul on Audrey.
Looks like the Lady Knights are really just rushing it a little bit too fast right now. Have to maybe slow it down just a bit.
I mean, you got to give credit to Regan Martin. She's a fantastic shot blocker.
Yeah, as she really can show that is true.
Now Audrey has one foul. I'm pretty sure everybody in the starting five of the Knights has one. 8 seconds to go. Forced down low, stolen by Tara. Tara steals it in 3 seconds. They got to go. Off to Macy. Macy for a long three at the buzzer. No. And Tara had the ball, but she said, I didn't want it. I don't know why. But she's not one that dribbles a lot. It's more a couple dribbles, shoot threes, not one to bring it up the floor. So we'll go to the second quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 12, Owen Valley 7 here. A little bit of conference action on a Tuesday night here on WAMB.
York Chevrolet Buick of Brazil is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
Hi, this is Drew Shepard from York Chevrolet Buick. Located off Highway 40 in Brazil, we have over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock and are sure to have a vehicle that you and your family will love. Plus, we buy cars at above market value, even if you don't buy ours. With the largest inventory and the lowest prices in the Wabash Valley, it's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are!
You're number one at York.
Great Dane Brazil has 50 direct hire positions available for assemblers, welders, painters, and maintenance workers. Increased wages range from $17 to $23 per hour, plus an additional $1.50 per hour for night shifts. Rehire waiting periods are being waived until these 50 positions are filled. Current employees eligible for referral bonuses through the end of the year. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Become a Great Dane maker. Start your journey at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711. Your home for Northview Night Sports, WAMB.
Back here on WAMB, it's 12-7. The Knights on top here on the Great Dane scoreboard. We begin the second quarter with a Macy Timmerman three, Kobe, and she got it, nothing but net. She's got 12 of the Knights' 15 points, and her shot looks good tonight.
And you got to think Coach Keys drew something up real quick and early. Got to love this one from a Macy Timmerman tonight.
Owen Valley will have the ball. On the far side, Kay with it.
Seeing where North, looks like Owen Valley wants to go inside, and they will, and a Martin.
Guarded by Brindley Clark, but Martin puts it up and in. So kind of matches what Northview did on the other side of scoring. 45 seconds in the second quarter, 15-9 the score. Tara, catch and shoot, can she get one to go? Come on, it's her birthday, be nice to her basketball gods.
Come on.
Rebounded by Martin.
Get her going. We're going to need that later on in the year.
Smith will have a near side on the wing. Fires a pass on top to Johnson. Skips it to Kay on the left wing. Kay looking for a cutting Drake for a long three. Ooh. In and out, no. Long rebound, chase down. Out of bounds, it'll be the Knights' ball.
Give it up to Tara Pierce right there as Pierce one-on-one in the corner with the loose ball. She kind of saved it in time, Owen Valley did, but Pierce's defense forced the turnover, losing her balance out of bounds.
Our next dead ball break will keep you updated on all the sports schedules and our broadcast coming up here in this week. It's kind of hectic with Northview and Purdue, so we'll keep you updated on that. The next dead ball is Macy drives by Martin, puts a layup up, doesn't go in. A late whistle will be called, but it'll be a foul on the rebound on Owen Valley. Elizabeth Johnson, so the Knights will get it underneath.
Looks like Johnson got tangled up with Dawson down low.
Even though she missed, that was a good drive by Macy. Tara back to Macy, corner three. She's hot, and she left it long. Rebounded by Martin. Martin's going to have a double-double on blocks and rebounds tonight. Drake will have a near side perimeter. It's a 15-9 game. 6:10 to go in the second. Tara knocked it away. Ball's loose on the floor in the backcourt. And they're going to call Audrey for a reach-in foul on Madison Kay. So that'll be Audrey's second. Northview 6 already.
It looks like both players had a right to the ball right there. I was dribbling loose ball, obviously, but I guess Owen Valley had a little bit more time in possession of it.
Now Audrey just ran into her. Mistake. She'll stay in the game, though. Patriots will move the ball along the perimeter quickly. A lot of cutting action. That's what Olin Valley does very well. Johnson down with a Martin again. Left hand, no. One-handed board by Dawson. Scooped up ahead to Macy. Timmerman will drive. She'll keep it going, and she'll be bodied. It will be on the shot or four.
Looks like it will be on the floor, but a 1-1 coming their way.
Won't be a 1-1.
Nope.
Officials are confused. They're going to say it's on the floor, so it'll be Knight's ball underneath.
Okay. They still need two more fouls to go into the 1-1.
Timmerman had a wide-open Tara in the corner if she just kind of looked to her left there. But Tara will inbound anyways. Macy will get it. Macy to the left elbow. Backs it up. Needs to get rid of the ball. She'll have Audrey on the logo. 6-point game. Audrey Spencer using a double screen with Clark and Dawson. Dribbles left. Goes to the bucket. Puts it up. And right by Martin. 17-9.
Easy offense right there. The screen plays of these Northview Lady Knights lead to wide open layups.
Drake will have it on the left wing. Down low. Brinley Clark knocked it away from Martin. What a job by the freshman. Here comes Timmerman. Coast to coast. Rejected by Martin from behind. Saved in the corner by Drake of Owen Valley. Martin, man, her blocks are everywhere. Kay will drive. Puts the baby floater from the right baseline up and in. Back to a 6-point game. 17-11. 4:45 to go here in the second quarter. Macy bouncing off left elbow. Dawson now to Audrey for three. Doesn't get a good off. It'll be an air ball rebounded by Owen Valley. Coming up ahead in transition. Martin on the volleyball line. Martin guarded by Clark. She'll go off dribble. Puts it up off the glass and in. And it's a 17-13 game. Owen Valley's coach is pumped up because they're playing super well against an undefeated in-conference team, Northview. 4:23 to go, second quarter. We'll take a quick timeout on WAMB.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
Hi, I'm Agent Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Born and raised in Clay County with my wife, Stephanie, and two boys, Colton and Casey. When I'm not working, you can find me around town spending time with my family, especially at Northview High School, cheering on the Knights. As your local insurance agent, my priority is to make sure you and your family have the coverage you need so you will be protected when the unexpected happens.
Stop knocking on wood and call my dad, Chad, at 812-208-3244. Go Knights!
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
Over the Northview Lady Knights got to figure out this size differential because Reagan Martin of Owen Valley, 5'11 junior, five rebounds, I'm going to guess six or seven blocks, and already 6 points. She's on pace for a remarkable triple-double here, and we're not even halfway through the second quarter yet. It's a 17-13 game.
A lot of points left off the board due to her defense.
Audrey stops, double-team, has to scoop it out to Macy on top. Macy will just hesitate, fire a three off the back rim. Coach Keyes didn't like that shot.
I didn't either.
It's kind of like a panic shot, it looked like. Owen Valley left to right on the radio dial. It'll be Drake down low to Martin. Martin again. She's got eight.
Man. Martin dissecting this Lady Knights team who's only lost two games on the year. Offensively and defensively, she's dominating.
It is a two-point game. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Brooklyn Eldridge will get it on top. Swings it far side to Macy. Lobs it to Tara. Tara shuffles to the right. Dribble handoff to Timmerman. Five out. And the Knights are going to go five out. Official thought he was calling timeout. Maurer on top to Eldridge. Now to Maurer again. 3:05 to go. Tara Pierce will get it. Takes a few dribbles. Up and under to Maurer on the baseline. She'll get stopped. Kicks it in the corner. They're not really having any luck getting
their
anywhere.
Offense is hard right now.
Eldridge to Macy in the far corner. She'll dance with it. Skip it near side to Maurer. Maurer now brings it to the top.
Give it up to Owen Valley. This defense is impressive.
Well, they're up. They can't drive to the bucket because of Martin's there, but Audrey will do it. Fire out to Timmerman in the corner, but a high pass. So she'll have to reset on top. 2.5 to go now. Off to Maurer. Maurer, dribble handoff Audrey. Driving, pump fake, triple team, needs help. One hand pass to Macy, who goes baseline for the floater. Too strong, Owen Valley now. A chance to tie or take the lead. Drake will have it in the near corner. Picks up her dribble to Martin, give and go, back to Drake. Tara knocks it out of bounds, so good play by her. It'll be Owen Valley ball underneath.
Yeah, Tara right there, Hope just in the nick of time, saving it, because it had a backdoor cut, wide open layup coming Owen Valley's way.
2:12 to go here, 17-15, Martin for the lead. Got it.
She has 11.
That center took a shot from almost the volleyball line. And now Owen Valley has their first lead of the game. 18-17 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Tara near side to Macy. Macy pump fakes. She wanted to drive, but she can't. Lobs it down low to Brooklyn Eldridge. They'll go big. She'll go up and we'll go to the line for two and a chance to retake the lead.
Not really. The tallest players on this Northview team would be Eldridge, Dawson, and Clark, and not really any of them still match up to what Martin is at 5'11".
Well, not many people do.
Almost six.
We do want to give big thanks to Reliable Garage Door, your local garage door expert, with over 36 years of experience. Eldridge's first free throw is off the front of the rim. No. Good. So all she could do is tie now. And we want to thank Bits and Bytes, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of their family. Eldridge from the free throw line. Shot is up. No good. They're going to let Brooklyn guard Martin. Owen Valley with a one-point lead. 1:40 to go until halftime. And there'll be Johnson on the right wing. Johnson picks up her dribble, fires it on top to Drake. Drake guarded by Audrey. Audrey steals it away but knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Owen Valley, but good hands by Spencer.
Less than 90 seconds to go in this half.
Looks like a game that Northview was getting ready to run away with at the beginning. Give and go down low to Kay. Maurer will be called for the foul. Kind of caught Maurer off, I'm not going to say asleep, but caught her off guard. Good cut to the bucket, and now Kay goes to the line for a chance to make it a three-point game at the free throw line. Owen Valley, 9-11 on the year. Trying to go for one of the bigger upsets in the area. Free throw is up and no good. Big thanks to our friends over at Lorenz Service in Brazil. Tony and the crew are the ones you can trust to get it done right. Quick substitutions for Lily Smith. Who came in, Kobe?
I cannot see who that is. The referee is in my way.
Madison Kay misses. So score still 18-17. Owen Valley on top by one. Their first lead of the entire contest.
Green is in for Owen Valley. Number 24.
Macy on top. Pump fakes a three. Drive, spins to Tara. Tara dribble handoff to Audrey. Audrey has 5 points on the night. She'll go for her 8th point with a three off the left rim out of bounds. Kicks over there. It'll be Owen Valley ball.
And I feel like right now the Lady Knights, I mean, I hate to say it, but they're kind of scared to go down inside. No, this team is usually going inside with either Dawson or Macy driving, but Martin's defense is just too good right now, and they don't really think they have a good chance at winning that way.
Northview's best attribute on their team is driving to the bucket, and Martin's kind of been that vacuum cleaning everything up so they can't. Owen Valley might just keep it for the last shot, but with 45 seconds, it could be hard to do. They're going to play a little bit of back and forth, hot potato. It'll be near side to Martin, who has 11 points. Martin, dribble drive in the corner to Johnson, back on top to Martin. Pump fakes a three, goes inside. A little baby hook, and she'll be fouled by Eldridge.
Eldridge right there, not really any need to lower the arms. Both arms were up, no foul call, but as soon as she put one of her arms down, they will call it every time.
Score was 12-7 after the end of the first quarter. Knights opened up 15-7, Kobe. They hit that three to begin things.
Yeah.
They've only scored 2 points since then.
Yeah, Yeah, Macy had that quick first 5 points of the game, and now with Martin's help, Owen Valley's leading the way.
Martin makes both free throws. It's a three-point game, 20-17. They're going to have to come up with some kind of game plan at halftime to figure out how to get Martin off, really, the reason they can't score. Timmerman on the far side, run the little pick and pop for Tara Pierce in the tie. Rattles in and out, no. Maurer, the offensive rebound. Back to Audrey Spencer. 8 seconds. 3-point game, 5 seconds. Audrey on the logo's got to go. Three, Audrey. She'll drive, puts it up at the buzzer. No. Kobe, the Knights facing a deficit that not many people expected. Owen Valley came in here ready to go. Reagan Martin, a big reason with that. Double-digit in points, nearly double-digit in blocks. She's going to have a triple-double when it's all said and done in rebounds, blocks, and points. Knights got to find a way to figure out what to do in the second half. We'll break it all down with you for the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Brazil Halftime Show right up next on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. It's the season for thanks, and boy, are we thankful for having over 170 new cars in stock. But let's talk about your car. Your pre-owned vehicle is worth more than ever to us here at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We will buy your pre-owned vehicle regardless if you buy ours. Value your trade at YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Hey friends, it's Mavery from Bits and Bites in Brazil. I want to invite you to our storefront for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're located on National Avenue. Just look for our Bits and Bites sign. Our menu is jam-packed and it's still growing. We have everything from coffee, tea, lemonade refreshers, flavored frappes, and breakfast pizza to Philly cheesesteaks, wraps, salads, and so much more. Check out our daily specials on our Bits and Bites Facebook page. Bits and Bites, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of our family.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Welcome in, everybody, to the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil halftime show from Northview High School. I'm Kobe Clark, and you're listening here on WAMB The Breeze. Well, it was a tough one. I mean, obviously, in the beginning of the first quarter, it was Northview pretty much all the way, and they had a pretty good, decent lead, almost leading in double digits to go into the second quarter. Offensively, they were working the ball around really well, driving inside, but then a lady named Martin of Owen Valley, she found her stride. She was really a menace on the defensive side of things, blocking almost 7 shots, getting a lot of steals, and going all the way with it, and leading that defense into better offense, and giving them, Owen Valley, this lead going into halftime, 20-17. Let's recap now. We'll start off first with the Northview Lady Knights. Only 2 scores right now in the scorebook, as it is Macy Timmerman and Audrey Spencer. Timmerman with 12, Spencer with 5. So, I mean, the ball work right now, it's tough, because at the end of the first half, we noticed a lot of things that weren't going their way. And that was mainly they're trying to get the ball inside, but I think they're just seemingly a little bit too scared, knowing how Martin's height at 5'11 and how much of a factor she's already been in this first half of the game. I don't think they're going to rely on that anymore. I think they're going to try and focus mainly on the outside of things. But, hey, you never know. Hopefully Coach Keys can get his team ready at halftime in the locker room, getting ready for them.
But then going over to Owen Valley right now, Drake, she had one triple in that half. She ends with three. Johnson had two. Kay also had two. And then Martin, the lady that we keep talking about, 13 points, almost could end with a triple-double, but we'll have to wait and see. Right here at the halftime, I'm Kobe Clark, and we will send it over back to a little bit more of a break, and we'll get you ready and set for the second half here as you're listening to WAMB.
Brazil Ace Hardware, the helpful place. The place where the faces are familiar because those faces are your neighbors and friends. The place where when you need something or have questions, they are always happy to help. Sure, you can find your hardware needs at the big box stores, but there's nothing like the feeling of being welcomed and recognized. That's exactly what you find at Brazil Ace Hardware. Located at the corner of 59 and Jackson Street, your hometown hardware store.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Message to Amy Spin Class. Happy 3rd 29th birthday, Amy. Ha ha.
You're good at voice to text. We're good at your insurance. Find an agent online, over the phone, or in person, and stop knocking on wood.
Micah Bonomo wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season. Stay local with your insurance. Call Micah today, 812-446-2521.
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
Walt Goble at Wabash Valley Plumbing is the experienced professional you need on your side. If you're remodeling, doing new construction, needing a water heater, toilet, or faucets, Wabash Valley Plumbing also can upgrade or replace your water, sewer, and gas lines. When you want things done right, done professionally, and done leaving you worry-free, then Wabash Valley Plumbing is who you need. Wabash Valley Plumbing, serving Clay and surrounding counties. Call Walt today at 812-878-2482. Check him out on Facebook.
This is WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Back here on the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Brazil halftime show. Kobe scored 20-17. Owen Valley on top of the Northview Lady Knights here. Northview 7-0 in conference, 15-2 overall at home right now. 4-3 Owen Valley, 9-11 overall for the Patriots. The Patriots, Kobe, ended on an 11-0 run. An 11-0 run to end the second half in. 5'11 center junior Reagan Martin has been a problem for the Knights.
Yeah, I give it up to Reagan Martin, as obviously she has been the sole factor for this Owen Valley team. 9-11 on the year, but they're playing like an undefeated team with her out there. I mean, defensively, all these blocks that Northview has been facing, getting them swatted right back to them, it's almost like they can't keep driving in on offense. They have to keep trying to settle and work around that. Hopefully Coach Key's got them ready and set, and we can figure one out in the second half.
I am looking forward to see how Coach Key's makes some halftime adjustments. A very good coach, Zach, is. So we'll see what he drew up in the halftime locker room, things, how to attack Martin to get better looks at the rim. Also, it has to start on defense, too. If you get defense and you force turnovers, you get out and run. You don't have to worry about Martin being
exactly
set down there at the defensive end.
Yeah, hopefully if these steals can come their way, they can lead it over and get some easy fast break points.
Yeah, right now, halftime score from the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil scoreboard. Owen Valley 20, Northview 17. The Knights looking to avoid the upset here tonight. Second half coming your way up here after this quick minute break on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. It's the season for thanks, and boy, are we thankful for having over 170 new cars in stock. But let's talk about your car. Your pre-owned vehicle is worth more than ever to us here at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We will buy your pre-owned vehicle regardless if you buy ours. Value your trade at YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB.
Back here for your home for Northview Athletics, WAMB The Breeze, 1130 AM, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, and online from anywhere at WAMBRadio.com. Kobe, Owen Valley has the ball up three to begin the second half. Let's see what the Knights can do here from a defensive standpoint. You go man-to-man defense or some kind of man. Looks like a man shell. Owen Valley will drive baseline. They fall to the floor, out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Northview will get the ball down three.
That's a good start right there as Kay losing her balance, dribbling inside, handed Austin's defense too much. Now let's try and convert that into some points.
Remember, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Brazil. York, we're not number one. You are. 20-17, Owen Valley up. Spencer driving. Holds onto the ball, lobs it back on top to Macy. Timmerman from the logo. Spins on it to Tara for a tying three. Got it. Happy birthday to you, Tara Pierce.
Tara Pierce finally knocks down a three this game. Hopefully that can spark a little run for the Knights.
Only the third Knight to score tonight. Macy has 12, Audrey with five, now Tara with three. Little bit of a trap in the far corner. They'll get rid of it. Right elbow jumper. Too strong. Dawson let the rebound go off her hand. Puts it up and in is Drake. They'll retake the lead.
Dawson was right there by herself down low. It was just the rebound was just off the fingertips. Too low was she for that ball.
She jumped a little too soon. Audrey on the logo. Picks it up, hesitates, spins in the lane. Five-footer, couldn't get it to roll. Offensive board, Brooklyn Eldridge tried to throw it away in traffic. It's picked up by Tara Pierce in the far corner. Saved out wide to Audrey, they'll reset. Man, give Owen Valley credit. Spencer near side. She'll drive in the paint, lob it down with Eldridge. She got it knocked out of bounds. It'll be off Owen Valley. North U ball.
Another thing for Owen Valley, they're pretty well coached as well. I mean, coming into this
very
game.
Very well coached.
Yeah, like they're having a little troubles on the season, but today they're playing perfect.
Timmerman gets it to Tara in the far corner. Back to Macy. Macy dribbles far side, left wing. Picks it up, spins away. Kind of lobs it off to Pierce in the left wing. No reset to Audrey. Audrey forcing it down with Eldridge, and just not a good pass. Back to back by Audrey, and it's stolen away. They're trying to force the ball down low against Martin. Smith now, ooh, near side Drake, a long three, got it.
Wow. Drake right there with a deep range three. Owen Valley is just dissecting this defense of the Lady Knights.
She has no range. Timmerman on the logo. Gets it off far side to Audrey, back to Eldridge. Hands off to Timmerman on the right wing. Macy goes around the traffic, goes up, left it long. Rebounded by Dawson, kicked out to Timmerman. She'll go to the bucket. Nice little backdoor cut to Eldridge, up and in.
You got to think Timmerman obviously was about to go up, expecting some sort of defensive block by Martin maybe. That's why she got it off to the wide open player.
Well, they drove in and drew Martin towards her for the backdoor cut. It was beautiful. What you got to do. Audrey strips it away. One on nobody. Goes up. Got it. 1 point game. And arguably, it looks like Madison Kay is in some pain. Owen Valley's official is in the face, our head coach is in the face of the official saying, are you kidding me? Saying it should have been a foul on Audrey. I just think she lost her footing and slipped on that steal, but it'll be a timeout. We'll take one with them. 25-24, Owen Valley up one on WAMB.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish two-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
Hi, this is Keith Brackney letting you know that HMSB Insurance is now Brackney Insurance Group. Nothing has changed except the name. We offer great rates and the best customer service in the business. Stop in today at any of our four convenient locations in Greencastle, Brazil, Rockville, or Montezuma. Chances are very good that we'll save you money and improve your coverage. Experience the Brackney Insurance Group difference today. Rest easy, we've got you covered.
The best in high school sports on WAMB.
Now it'll be Owen Valley ball coming out of the timeout. They're going to double-team everybody they see. Get rid of it for an 18-footer. The Patriots off the mark there by Green. Timmerman gets the rebound. Up ahead to Audrey to retake the lead, and she left the open layup off the mark. And another quick whistle. Sydney Maurer cannot catch a break, Kobe. That is two fouls in about 15 seconds of game action. She didn't start the second half due to foul trouble. And just like that, she came in the game literally 15 seconds ago and picked up foul number three and four.
Probably won't be seeing her a lot no more.
At least not till the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Two team fouls on the Knights, none on Owen Valley. Drake will have it in the far corner. She had a big three already in the third. Audrey strips it away, just takes it. Lost the ball, but they're going to say travel on Audrey. I thought Audrey got the ball batted away from her, but instead.
Northview seemed to have a little bit of good luck going in this for the little couple of seconds and minutes of the second half, but right now, a string of bad luck.
Martin will get the inbound pass, a long jumper, no. An offensive rebound by Drake is taken, and they're going to call a foul after Audrey Spencer reached in and grabbed for the ball. That is Audrey's third foul, team's third. Let's reset. Drake to inbound underneath. Lobs it way on top to Martin. A step back three. And it goes in after hitting the bottom of the rim, bouncing up. You've got to be kidding me.
Wow. Give it up to Martin right there. I mean, I don't even know how that shot found its way down in the hole.
Halfway through the third, 28-24. Timmerman drives. Throws it through contact, blocked by Martin. Foul on Macy, hits her in the face, trying to reach in. Everybody's frustrated. They have got to calm down.
There is not a lot of good luck right now for this Northview Lady Knights team. Just a lot of fouls, missteps, a lot of turnovers, not going their way.
They're playing in frustration when they miss a shot. That is a fourth team foul. Full court pressure by the Knights applied, down four. 3:52 to go in the third, ball's loose. But somehow picked up by Owen Valley and Kay. Saved to Smith. Now Drake, open three. In and out, no. Offensive board, Kay. 6-point lead for the Patriots, 30-24.
Clark has to be able to box out right there. It's an easy rebound.
Largest lead of the night for the Patriots. Macy, dribble handoff to Eldridge. Let's see how the Knights take this. Give it off to Clark. Now Macy, pump fakes a three. Driving in. Backdoor cut to Eldridge. Same play as earlier. Completely missed a foul, but it'll be out of bounds anyway. Coach Keyes is up and hollering. Coach Keyes says, call it both ways. 14 fouls to none right now. 3:13 to go in the third. Macy underneath. Just kind of throws it off the back of Lily Smith. Literally threw it off her back to kick it out of bounds to get a new set of a five because she wasn't looking. Now Terrell inbound. Right away gets it to Timmerman in the corner. Thought about the three. And Setchel dribble with it on top. Macy backs him down, puts the shot up. She'll get fouled, and we'll go to the line for two attempts.
Well, it's about time.
That is Lily Smith's third foul, team's first for Owen Valley. No one for the Knights, down the rebound. Macy's first attempt, up and good. We do want to give a big thank you to Riddell National Bank. Remember, you're not a number, you are their neighbor. Macy will take her time. Shot is up and good. Back to a four-point game, 30-26 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Drake, double team, full court pressure in the backcourt. She somehow gets around Clark. Drake on the elbow, bouncing to K for three. Off the mark, no. Ball's loose. Offensive board to Smith. She'll turn around. Fire near side to Johnson. Off to Martin on top, guarded by Brooklyn. Martin, a step back three again. She already made one. This one won't go. Timmerman gets the long rebound. Throws it off of Owen Valley. It'll be Northview ball. But they're going to say Northview got a timeout. We'll take one with them. 30-second break. Owen Valley 30, Northview 26. 2:36 to go in the third on WAMB.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Call us today at 812-448-8387. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB.
Kobe, a couple schedule changes. Tomorrow, we're actually going to have the girls' varsity game, and a big one for them on the road at Cascade, a very good Cascade team this year on the year at 7:15 p.m. And then on Friday, no, we will not have, we will miss our only game of the year for Northview boys basketball. It'll be a girls' boys doubleheader here against South Putnam. We will not have that one instead on WAMB. At 5:30, it'll be Purdue against Big Ten foe Nebraska. And then at 7:15 p.m. on Saturday, the boys have a big home game against Plainfield. You can hear all that on WAMB. Coming out of the timeout, Macy Timmerman on the right baseline. Dishes it off to Eldridge. She'll put it up and in. 30-28.
Right now, wow. I just lost my train of thought.
On the far side perimeter, near side Drake. They're going to move the ball around now to Smith. Now Drake. Brenly Clark will guard Drake with the ball. Throws a dart on the elbow to Johnson on the baseline. Lobs it inside the mark. They're going to triple team her, and they're going to call a foul. I would assume it's on the floor.
Northview foul number four, Tara Pierce.
Find your man. Stop shooting, guys.
Martin thought it was a shooting foul. Two-point game. Martin will inbound it from underneath to Johnson on top. Now Martin in the corner. Spins on Eldridge. Goes all the way to the rim. Throws up a long shot. No, Pierce had the rebound, but it got taken away from her. Ooh. Here comes Timmerman, though, with a steal. A pick-six opportunity. She'll spin. Puts it up and misses. But the rebound is caught out of bounds by Lily Smith, so it'll stay with Northview underneath.
Scoring is scarce right now in this third quarter a little bit compared to the first half. Hopefully Northview can capitalize on that turnover right here on this inbounds pass, take that lead back, or potentially tie.
90 seconds to go here in the third. Owen Valley 30, Northview 28. The Lady Knights a chance to tie or retake the lead here. Tara Pierce to inbound and just gets it strict taken away by Martin. Martin will dribble with it. Bring it near side to Lily Smith. Finds Johnson left corner. Few dribbles back on top to Martin. Darts it near side Drake. Drake back and forth with Martin on the right wing. Martin guarded tightly by Eldridge. A little bit of screen game. Drake gets it right back. Drives by the defense. Puts it up and in.
Inexcusable right there. The wide open player, just cuts right to the basket. Another easy basket over Valley.
going their way right now.
60 seconds in the third. Knights down four. Macy driving, goes up. She'll be fouled and will go to the line for two.
Regardless of Martin's defense, Macy still says no and then will drive in at any chance she gets.
Elwyn Valley is playing great, great basketball right now. This is a team they could see again in sectionals, Kobe. Macy's first free throw will go up and in. Elwyn Valley, whether it's boys or girls, they always seem to have every once in a while one big center.
Yeah.
2-point game. Timmerman makes them both. 32-30 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Complete full court pressure. They'll get an inbound to Johnson. Patriots, very well coached, know how to break a press with ease. But they'll throw it away. They broke the press.
You jinxed them.
They broke the press, but they fired it in the corner to Smith. It just went through her legs.
I was going to get ready to say, I mean, they do a pretty good job right there. Obviously, passing it, dribbling it when they need to. They know the time awareness. But obviously, on that attempt right there, a turnover, Northview can have a chance to tie or take the lead.
44 seconds to go in the third. Timmerman brings it up the court slowly.
Ooh.
Fires it over to Clark, but it was swatted out of bounds by Johnson.
Into the cheerleader section.
Off a North Unite cheerleader at that. She took it like a champ. 35 seconds to go in the third. 2-point game, Knights trail. Macy using a terrace screen. She'll be on the right wing. Bring it to the baseline and back up. Do they go for the last shot? No, Macy will attack. Tried the backdoor, cut it. Elwyn Valley read it perfectly, and they know exactly what they're trying to do now. Johnson trying to dribble through traffic. Gets it ahead to Martin across the timeline. Fires a dart, skips it. Wide open Drake three. Left it short. Ball's loose on the ground. Saved by Elwyn Valley. Stolen by Pierce, and a foul will be called on the Patriots. Well, now they're trying to do that backdoor Cove Eldridge, and Elwyn Valley knows what they're doing now.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
they
obviously
baited them. 32-30, third quarter. Elwyn Valley up 2, 5.1 to go. The Knights have to go the full length of the court.
Let's see what they can do right here.
They'll roll it ahead to Timmerman. Here comes Macy, left to right. 2 seconds. Macy for three at the buzzer in the lead. Oh! Hit every part of the rim, but just wouldn't fall. So the Knights got to keep on fighting. A big comeback in order. They are just now down two. They trailed by as much as six. Elwyn Valley, 32-30 on the Great Dane scoreboard. We'll be right back here on WAMB.
York Chevrolet Buick of Brazil is a proud supporter of the North Unites.
Hi, this is Drew Shepard from York Chevrolet Buick. Located off Highway 40 in Brazil, we have over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock and are sure to have a vehicle that you and your family will love. Plus, we buy cars at above market value, even if you don't buy ours. With the largest inventory and the lowest prices in the Wabash Valley, it's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Great Dane Brazil has 50 direct hire positions available for assemblers, welders, painters, and maintenance workers. Increased wages range from $17 to $23 per hour, plus an additional $1.50 per hour for night shifts. Rehire waiting periods are being waived until these 50 positions are filled. Current employees eligible for referral bonuses through the end of the year. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Become a Great Dane maker. Start your journey at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Your home for Northview Night Sports, WAMB.
Final quarter of play coming up here on WAMB. Kobe, the Knights will get the ball to begin things. They trail Elwyn Valley, who has been tough for them all day, 32-30. Tara Pierce will have a near side perimeter. One dribble, three in the lead.
Oh.
It toilet bowled in and out. It did that Friday at Greencastle. But she gets the offensive rebound back to her and a big time three for Tara Pierce.
She's not going to miss that a second time around. She gets it to fall, and now Northview has the lead back.
Basketball gods did her right that time. Drake in a three into the lead. Ooh. Nothing but air. Ball's loose. Off to Smith. Northview marching band back out here for the fourth quarter. They're making some noise. Rebound on the missed three is Audrey Spencer. Northview up 33-32. Audrey on top with it. Dribbles near side to Timberman. Takes a few dribbles. She'll shoot a three. Knocked to the floor. No foul. Smith going right to left. Lobs it down to Martin. Martin just throws up the shot. Are they going to call a travel or a foul? Aldridge had her arm straight up. They're going to call a foul.
Wow. All righty.
Martin at the free throw line. She'll tie it up at 33 apiece. Trying to turn the crowd mic up to see if we can pick up the conversation right in front of us between Coach Keys and the referee. Martin makes both, makes it 34-33. Patriots back in front. Big thanks to Brazil Coffee Grounds. Kickstart your morning at Brazil Coffee Grounds. Tara Pierce, heat check three.
Ooh.
Boom, baby!
Tara Pierce, happy birthday. That's three triples on the night now.
36-34. Knights back up two. Smith will have it near side, bouncing to Johnson, and a quick foul will be called on Hannah Dawson, trying to go for the steal. Coach Keys, I can't believe he's not teed up yet. I've seen him get teed up for less.
Yeah, I know.
Sir, what did she do? She hit the ball first.
So now the rest of the way, Kobe, the final 6:28, because the North U Lady Knights have 17 fouls. Bonus time for Owen Valley. Madison Kay at the line. Missed it. Rebounded by Timberman. She'll push the tempo.
Tara, open the corner.
Macy puts it up and left it short. Got her own miss. Offensive rebound. Jump ball, though, and it'll be Owen Valley possession. Tara Pierce was waving her arms like, no, tomorrow. Owen Valley down two with the ball. Down low to Martin. They'll lob it in there. Eldridge goes for the steal. She'll get it. What a play by Brooklyn Eldridge, who's had to step in for the foul trouble. Cindy Maurer now in transition. Audrey goes up and is fouled. We'll head to the line for two attempts.
Eldridge getting her number called when it is time and needed. She is doing a perfect job right now tonight. Quick thank you to PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of this community.
They actually said the foul was on the floor, not on the shot. That was another reason Coach Keys was upset. So Audrey will get the ball, put it up, miss. Eldridge rebound, missed. Ball's loose. Audrey saves it, dribbles through traffic to a wide open Timberman for three. But there's going to be a foul or a timeout. It's going to be a timeout first. Timeout Northview. Northview ball up two, and we come back. 5:47 to go here. 36-34. Lady Knights lead on the Great Dane scoreboard here on WAMB.
Be safe, honey. I can't believe our baby is driving for the first time and all by himself.
Yep, he's growing up. He'll be fine.
What will you do if this happens to you? These things do happen. Hi, I'm Mark with Reliable Garage Doors. If you need your garage door repaired or replaced, call Reliable Garage Doors for a free estimate. 812-841-2078. Your local garage door experts with over 36 years of experience.
York Chevrolet Buick of Brazil is a proud supporter of the North Unites.
Hi, this is Drew Shepard from York Chevrolet Buick. Located off Highway 40 in Brazil, we have over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock and are sure to have a vehicle that you and your family will love. Plus, we buy cars at above market value, even if you don't buy ours. With the largest inventory and the lowest prices in the Wabash Valley, it's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
We want to thank our friend, Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Mike Bonomo in Brazil. So stay local with your insurance, 812-446-2521. Coming out of the timeout, Northview has a 36-34 lead, 5:40 to go here in the ballgame. The Knights will have it. Audrey right wing. Trying to set up a play for Tara, but they're covering it well. So Audrey gets it other side opposite wing to Macy. Macy dances with it on the logo. They're going to go five wide, Kobe, which means all five defenders are wide. They'll waste as much time as they want.
Only a two-point lead, however.
So they're just going to dribble this out. 5:10 to go. 36-34. Coach Key's not saying anything, and now here they come. Owen Valley is trying to be secretive about it.
They did.
Someone got knocked to the floor, and they didn't blow the whistle. Owen Valley will take it. Martin, a three. Transition for the lead. Got it.
Wow, it worked. The plan worked.
Macy got armbar to the ground. Keys is in the face of the official. He better be careful. Timmerman, far side perimeter. Knights just like that, down one. 4.5 to go. Hands off to Pierce for three in the lead. Left it long. Rebounded by Brooklyn Eldridge. Audrey gets an 18-footer. Left it long. Rebounded by Dawson of Northview. And she's going to be called for a travel.
She got hit in the face, Corey. She lost her balance right there. Couldn't really see.
This is getting...
No foul called either.
Ridiculous. Owen Valley 37, Northview 36 on a Martin 3 in the lead. Last possession. Kay will get it down low to Martin. Fakes right, goes left. 3-point lead now for Owen Valley. 4 minutes to go. Northview just had a 2-point lead and a quick 5-0 run by Martin herself. Eldridge, Tara, open three. No. Long rebound to Drake in the corner. Throws it off the foot of Owen Valley. It'll be, or throws it off the foot of Northview. It'll be Owen Valley ball.
Right now, Northview just had a bad string of luck, and now finally Sydney Maurer, foul trouble and all, will come in, give Eldridge, or no, Tara, a little break. Or will it be? Okay, it will be Eldridge.
39-36, three-point game. 3:50 to go. Drake splits the full court pressure. Throws it in the corner, an open three. This would be big. Missed it. Timmerman can't get the rebound. Drake does. Throws it down low to Johnson. Pump fakes, puts it up and in.
That's 6 unanswered points right now for Owen Valley.
Owen Valley on a 6-0 run. 3:20 to go. They're down 5. Knights got to have some answers. Up top to Tara. Need this three. She can't get it. Ball's out of bounds off of Owen Valley. It'll stay with Northview underneath. Northview tried to play the pause game earlier. Owen Valley caught him off guard by blitzing them defensively. Macy might have got armbar to the ground. Didn't matter. In transition, Martin hit a three, and the rest is history. The Knights have got to start scoring. They're down 5. Timmerman near side. Lobs it to Tara. Throws it back to Macy for three. Got it, Macy Timmerman. 41-39, 2-point game, 2:50 to go. Maurer from behind just bully balls Smith to the ground, and I think she just fouled out. Yep.
Northview foul number 33, Sydney Maurer.
Referee tells her you fouled out. She goes, I know.
I mean, that was a foul, no doubt. I don't know why Maurer did that. She kind of just from behind tried to steal it. But forcing Owen Valley to make their free throws the rest of the way. Smith from 1-1. First one's up and high bank.
Even she was surprised.
Big thanks to Brackney Insurance Group in Brazil, Rockville, Montezuma, and Greencastle. 3-point game, 2:49 to go. Same shot, this time off the back rim. Rebounded by Hannah Dawson. Dawson throws a near side to Macy. 42-39, you don't need a three. Goes to the bucket, puts it up. Passes to Eldridge, she'll get fouled. And we'll go to the line for two. Kobe, honest opinion.
That was definitely not a
pass. Was that a pass?
That was definitely a shot that she kind of lost going up and hit off the backboard. Lucky bounce, though.
Are we going to give her the assist?
Yes, I think we would.
Well, there's no assist if she made it.
Yeah.
Eldridge at the line. Got it. Big free throws. Really comes down to which team can make free throws here in the end.
Yeah, I mean, both teams really on the night. They've had a lot of good luck from the free throw line.
Eldridge got them both. She's having to play a lot more because of Maurer, who fouled out. 42-41. Macy's knocked it away on the inbound, but right out of bounds, so it stays with the Lady Patriots. Full court pressure again. Drake inbounds it corner to Martin. Martin dribbles back to the middle, picks it up, fires it out of bounds, a turnover. Northview ball, a chance to retake the lead, down 42-41.
Owen Valley's coach not happy with that one. I mean, now Northview, they can take the lead here. Costly turnover.
Don't want to force anything. Macy goes left to right, brings it to Dawson. Dribble handoff on top to Audrey. Audrey, triple team, puts a shot up anyway. Left it short, and a foul on the rebound on Audrey. Just not a great shot. When you're triple team or double team that situation, you got to stop, turn around, and kick it back out. That's kind of what Coach Keys was saying. That is the fourth foul on Audrey. 1-1 here. Madison Kay, the junior. 2:15 to go, 1-point game. Shot is up and no good. Rebound by Macy. Hail Mary! Batted out of bounds by Drake, luckily.
Ooh.
Kobe, man, that is out of bounds. Knight's ball underneath.
Drake, I noticed before the foul shot was about to happen, she noticed Spencer walking back, and she was like going really slow away from her and then just bolted right to her.
A little bit of all-pro safety there by Owen Valley. Timberman gets the inbound, three in the lead. Boom, baby! Macy Timberman gives the Knights a 44-42 advantage. 2 minutes to go.
Four triples for Macy now. Now defense has to be the big factor.
Knights band getting into it. Kay will drive for the tie. Yes. No. Rebounded by Eldridge, and it's going to be a foul on the floor. It'll be on Owen Valley. Big thanks to Morris Manufacturing. Join their team, everybody, by applying at morrismfg.com.
One more foul committed by Owen Valley means Northview will be in the 1-1 shot bonus.
Knights are up 44-42. 1:42 to go. Last 2-point lead since around the 5.5-minute mark. Timmerman lobs it to Audrey in the far corner. She'll bring it to the logo. 90 seconds to go. Audrey dancing with it. Need good ball handling here. Driving. Kicks it to Timmerman, but a quick foul will be called. And that's going to put Audrey Spencer at the line for some big free throws, a 1-1. And Coach Keys has elected not to put anybody rebounding down there, which he does it all the time.
Yeah. Spencer actually hasn't even had an attempt at the foul line tonight. Only on Macy and Eldridge.
Big free throw. Got it. Big thanks to our friends at Wabash Valley Plumbing, serving Clay and surrounding counties. Call Walt today, 812-878-2482. To make it a 4-point game, in and out, no. 45-42. Knights up three, 1:18 to go. Martin driving on Eldridge. Stolen away. Eldridge gets it. Lost it from behind. Picked up by Audrey. Audrey all the way. Got it.
Great job by Macy on the back end down low, blocking out her defender, letting Audrey get that wide open layup.
60 seconds to go. Knights with their largest lead of the second half. 47-42. Tara tries to steal it, and a late whistle. Coach Keish throws his water bottle towards the bleachers. If he's not careful, he might get teed up, and this is not the time you want to do that. Martin at the line, two free throws. They're in the double bonus. It's up and good. She's a good free throw shooter. Big thanks to Timberland Lumber Company. That's Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Martin on the night, 7-for-7 at the foul line.
8-of-8. Timeout Owen Valley. It's a 3-point game. Northview ball when we come back. 30-second break, 56 seconds to go on WAMB.
Hey friends, it's Mavery from Bits and Bites in Brazil. I want to invite you to our storefront for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're located on National Avenue. Just look for our Bits and Bites sign. Our menu is jam-packed and it's still growing. We have everything from coffee, tea, lemonade refreshers, flavored frappes, and breakfast pizza to Philly cheesesteaks, wraps, salads, and so much more. Check out our daily specials on our Bits and Bites Facebook page. Bits and Bites, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of our family.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
56 seconds to go. Northview 47, Owen Valley 44. It'll be Northview ball out of the timeout. Owen Valley's going to run a little bit of full court pressure. They'll get it to Macy far side. She'll break it with ease. Tried to steal it from behind was Drake. She'll dance with it to the free throw line, and a quick whistle will be called. And they're going to send the best free throw shooter the Knights got to the free throw line for a 1-1. As I knock on wood.
Be careful.
To make it a 4-point game, Macy puts it up and got it. 48-44. 48 seconds to go. She's having a good night, as is Tara Pierce. Without her in this second half, Kobe, I don't know the Knights are coming out of this. If they don't. Timmerman again. Missed it. Last two times, the Knights go to the line. 1-for-2. It's a 4-point game. 40 seconds. Martin, double team, fires it down low. Ball's loose, saved by Drake in the near corner. They'll reset it on top to Smith. Back to Drake, open three. Banked it in.
Wow.
It is 8:36 a night. The bank should not be open, especially that high at night.
Even she was surprised, having her hand over her mouth like, oh my, did I just do that? Somehow, yes, you did.
She threw a bullet at the top left of that backboard, and it's somehow geometry, people. Who knew it was that important till now? Ricocheted into the rim. Kobe, just like that, it's a 1-point game. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. 48 for Northview, 47 for Owen Valley. Knights got to hit their free throws. They're 1-2 at the line. The last two chances, 2-4 overall from Autry to Macy.
Only 4 missed free throws on the night for the Lady Knights. I mean, and give it up to Macy. 9 of her points tonight have come from the free throw line, making 9 of 10. So hopefully we will see what happens in this last 30 seconds of play. But thank you to Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet. Thank you to them.
You're welcome. They said.
I wasn't thanking you.
48-47. Here we go. Big 31 seconds. Knights will get it on the inbound. Full court pressure. Timmerman slips to the floor. Oh, thrown away by the Knights. It's going to be saved by Martin.
Oh!
Stripped away, though, from behind by Hannah Dawson of the Knights. Kobe, tell them exactly what just happened.
Obviously, the first dribble in. Macy trying to get the defender off her, loses the ball. It's picked up by Owen Valley, but then they lose it. They regather it. Then Audrey Spencer out of nowhere gets a hand in the passing lane, steals it. And now it's Northview at the foul line. Somehow Dawson is shooting free throws.
And that is the fifth foul on Elizabeth Johnson. She'll have to come out of the game. Willie Smith will come back in. Or, it said 5 on the scoreboard. I don't know if that was right. Kobe, Hannah Dawson with 1-1. Big free throws here. She's the one that got fouled. She'll spin the ball, dribble it, shot it, got it. Held the gooseneck. Talk about a big free throw from Hannah Dawson.
This can give her a 3-point lead.
No matter what, it's a one possession game. Need to make both. Dawson, no, it rattles out. It's a 2-point game. 49-47, Knights up 2, 15 seconds. Martin driving on Eldridge, backs him down, fades it away, puts it up and misses. Rebounded by Tara Pierce. Tara will be fouled and will go to the line with 8.7 to go.
Awesome defense by Eldridge right there. I mean, Martin did a really good job dominating, getting to her spot where she usually tends to make them. But Eldridge held her composure, hands up in the air, and the defense held.
Now Elizabeth Kendall Drake, the big-time three-point threat for Owen Valley, fouls out of the game. Kobe made both these free throws. Games, I think, could be over.
Hopefully.
Terrence first. Got it. 50-47, a chance to make it a two-possession game. You always love to see a fight like this, no matter who you're playing. Gotta love it.
This could pretty much seal the deal for the Lady Knights.
Tara. Got it. 51-47. Coach Key says no fouls. 5 seconds. Martin brings up the floor, shoots a volleyball line three. Back off the rim, hits the cable up top. Northview ball, they're going to win this one.
Somehow, some way, even through all thick and thin, all the doubts, they will come out of here victorious.
The Knights are hyped. Tara Pierce is celebrating on her birthday with a big win at home, avoiding the upset to Owen Valley. But give credit to Owen Valley. What a fight they just put up for the Northview Lady Knights. The Lady Knights, though, come out victorious on the Great Dane scoreboard. Final score, 51-47. Knights win. Knights staying undefeated in the conference to go to 16-2 overall. We'll take a quick break here and have the Midwest Satellite postgame show on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
This is WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Welcome to the Midwest Satellite postgame show here on WAMB. Midwest Satellite, call Mike. He'll treat you right. 812-847-8848. Kobe, final score. Northview 51, Owen Valley 47. There was a little bit of a scare there,
yeah.
But the Patriots put up a heck of a fight.
Let's be honest. We didn't know 100% certain if they would come out of this the way they were starting this game off in that first half. Going in, halftime deficit for the Knights. I mean, it wasn't looking pretty no matter what, no matter where you're looking at it. Martin was the dominating factor, but then going into the second half, it was all coming together. Macy Timmerman, 23 points to end this game. Couple clutch free throws, a couple clutch steals. It was all a team effort here for the Northview Lady Knights to become winners.
Let's go ahead and look at the post. The scores here on the postgame show, the Midwest Satellite postgame show. We'll wait. Hopefully we can talk to Coach Zach Keys in here in just a little bit. But Kobe, Coach Keys is over there talking about it, and we'll talk to him in a minute. The leading scores we'll go through them later on also. Macy with 23, Tara with 11. It's Tara Pierce's birthday. And we'll have Coach Zach Keys join us. Coach, man, that was hard fought on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was. You know, our kids found a way to win there. I don't think we came out with the extreme intensity there in the first half. Owen Valley played extremely hard. Coach Temples does a great job. They're always very competitive. But I thought we played poorly tonight. And I thought the officiating got to us a little bit, including me. And we found a way to win.
I don't want you to get fined, so I want to ask you about the officiating. But I hope that water bottle's okay.
Yeah.
But for real, though, I mean, first half, Owen Valley went on a run there to end it, 11-0 run. You're down at halftime. What are the, some of the adjustments you had to make? Because Reagan Martin, she caused fits. She probably had a triple-double in blocks and rebounds, too.
Yeah, she's, you know, hard to game plan against. It's hard to game plan against 6-1, 6-2. But they really sagged her and used her to come and help. So we set some more ball screens with her with shooters so we could just take the jumpers. You know, early on, I think we went to Tara there three or four times and Macy once there in the third quarter. And just pulled Reagan out a little bit and used her man as a screener, but not for a drive because she hung back, but for shots.
Macy kind of struggled in the first half making shots, but second half you called her number still. Is that just a trust you have in her because she finished with 11, a couple big threes there, even on her birthday?
Yeah, that's her calling her own number because, I mean, some of her, you know, the shots she took, that's just on her. You know, those kids just go play and make plays in the fourth quarter. It seems like every time we're in a tough situation in a tight game, our kids make plays and find ways to win. So that's encouraging.
So a big win for you guys. You're undefeated in the conference right now. You get a big game tomorrow, non-conference game. You travel, a little back-to-back action at Cascade. Wasn't supposed to be like that, but the world we live in, schedule changes. I'm sure you would prefer it not to happen that way. But you go to Cascade. I don't know how much film study you've done, but it'll be a good game, I'm sure.
A little bit. They're very good. You know, I think they're eighth right now in 2A. They just played in the Hendricks County Tournament and knocked off Avon and scored 74 points. And they, you know, gave Brownsburg a good game for a half. So they're very good. They're probably the toughest team we've played since Mooresville. So it'll be a good game tomorrow night.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Coach Zach Keys here on the Midwest Satellite Postgame Show. Knights win 51-47. We'll be right back here on WAMB.
Hi, I'm Agent Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Born and raised in Clay County with my wife, Stephanie, and two boys, Colton and Casey. When I'm not working, you can find me around town spending time with my family, especially at Northview High School, cheering on the Knights. As your local insurance agent, my priority is to make sure you and your family have the coverage you need so you will be protected when the unexpected happens.
Stop knocking on wood and call my dad, Chad, at 812-208-3244. Go Knights!
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB.
Back here on the Midwest Satellite Postgame Show. Big thank you to Coach Zach Keys talking with us here after his big win. That could have been an upset win for Owen Valley, Kobe, but it ended up not being that way. The Lady Knights just found a way to make shots and make plays at the end. They win over Owen Valley 51-47. They remain undefeated in the conference and 16-2 overall.
Yeah, let's go over the stats real quick. We'll start off with Northview, of course. Macy Timmerman had a great night at the free throw line for sure, only missing one, and that was at the very end of the game, 9 for 10, ending with 23 points. Audrey Spencer, she also played a huge key role, 8. Tara Pierce coming on hot in that second half for her birthday, 3 triples and 2 clutch free throws to seal the deal for them and ending with 11. And then obviously the huge player that Owen Valley has, Martin, she ended leading scorer for both teams, 25. She was definitely a menace down low.
Yep, so a big game from them, and Macy doing Macy things. Audrey with a big first half to help get some scoring in there. Tara really woke up in the second half. Some clutch free throws at the end there by Sydney or by Hannah Dawson. But we also can't remember, Brooklyn Eldridge came in the game because Sydney Maurer was in foul trouble, had to play a lot, and she had the big defensive game-winning stop on Martin, who had finished with 25 points tonight too. So good for Brooklyn.
Yeah, fundamentally sound right there. Sliding her feet, hands up in the air, didn't let him go down, no foul call. And especially with how fast and how quick Martin is and how hot she was tonight, she stopped him and it gave them the win.
We do have a game tomorrow at 7:15 p.m. back with the Northview Lady Knights, a little back-to-back at Cascade, ranked 8th in 2A. Cascade just gave Avon a big run in the Kendricks County Tournament. They are a very, very good team. Let's give away our Player of the Game sponsorship presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer when we come back on WAMB.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month.
This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Rheem Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Call us today at 812-448-8387. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
The best in high school sports on WAMB.
Back on the Midwest Satellite postgame show, Kobe, we just witnessed a really good game tonight here in the conference play on a Tuesday night. A 51-47 win for the Northview Lady Knights. They trailed by six in the second half. They trailed by as much as five there towards the end, but fought back and came back to get the win, led by Macy Timmerman and Tara Pierce on Tara Pierce's birthday. So, speaking of that, let's give away our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Call Chad at 812-208-3244.
Well, Corey, I think you kind of spoiled it there, but hey, the birthday girl, Tara Pierce, you know, she came up really clutch in that second half. Those clutch free throws, of course, sealing the deal, getting them that four-point lead to end it off. You know, she had a couple of threes that couldn't go in just a little bit, but hey, she got them when they needed, and her name was called, and she will be the player of the game for sure here tonight.
Made a couple big-time threes. Only reason they were able to get back in that couple go-ahead threes, a game-tying three. Plus, it's her birthday, and she played really well there at the end. So your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, is Tara Pierce. Happy birthday to Tara. One more break. We'll come back and look at the schedule for the rest of the week here on WAMB.
Message to Amy Spin Class. Happy 3rd 29th birthday, Amy. Ha, ha.
You're good at voice to text. We're good at your insurance. Find an agent online, over the phone, or in person, and stop knocking on wood.
Micah Bonomo wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season. Stay local with your insurance. Call Micah today, 812-446-2521.
Would you call somebody to fix that leaky faucet and that constant running toilet?
Yes, dear. Who am I supposed to call?
Walt Goble of Wabash Valley Plumbing, of course. I know he can help.
Whether you have a leaky faucet or toilet or need a new water heater, Wabash Valley Plumbing can service or replace yours today. Wabash Valley Plumbing, serving Clay and surrounding counties. For commercial or residential, call Walt today at 812-878-2482. Check him out on Facebook.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB.
Back here for the final time on the Midwest Satellite postgame show. Kobe Clark, I'm Corey. Back in the studio is Dave Thomas. The Northview Lady Knights with a big win. They get it 51-47 over Owen Valley. Kobe, coming up this week, we will actually miss our very first and only Northview boys game of the year this Friday because Purdue is on the air this Friday. So let's look at our schedule this week. We picked up Cascade's game tomorrow, so the Lady Knights at Cascade, a good one. It's going to be a very good one. Number eight in 2A, the Northview Lady Knights against that Cascade team. It'll be fun to watch on the air at 7:15 p.m. Friday, Purdue against Nebraska at 5:30. We will not have the Northview versus South Putnam doubleheader. But Saturday we'll be here for Northview versus Plainfield at 7:15 p.m. So a busy, busy schedule coming up this weekend.
Of course, and I mean, best of luck to both the boys and girls. I know we can do it. We have the talent around us on both teams, the coaching staff. It's going to be a fun time for it to being a Knight.
Yep, it's always a good day to be a Knight. Final score, 51-47. Big thanks to Dave Thomas for Kobe Clark. I'm Corey Clark. Knights win, everybody. Hope you have a great Tuesday evening. And then also coming up this weekend, the NFL playoffs start. My Cowboys play. Kobe, when do the Saints play? They don't. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Cascade High School on WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers, Reliable Garage Doors, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, York Automotive Chevrolet Buick GMC Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Vincent Bikes, Riddell National Bank, Lorenz Service, Brazil Coffee Grounds, PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Micah Bonomo, Morris Manufacturing, Timberland Lumber Company, Brazil Ace Hardware, Box Drop Mattress, HMSB Insurance, and Midwest Satellite. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors that made this game possible. Tune in next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.